your host, Holly, and it's time for a little teaser talk. What's up, everyone? It's Holly with Teaser Talk, and we are live from Rocklahoma.
Hey, I'm Sean from Even to Death. What's up, motherfuckers?
Rocklahoma, America's biggest Labor Day festival, is back this September 1st through the 3rd in Prior Creek, Oklahoma. Pantera. Godsmack. Rob Zombie. Limp Bizkit. Plus Bush, Chevelle, Corey Taylor, Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, and more. Get passes and camping on sale now at rocklahoma.com. Presented by Bud Light.
What's up, everyone? We are live here, day two of Rocklahoma. And of course, we are blessed with the legendary presence of WAR. And I'm so excited to chat about some things that you guys have been up to. So as you guys know, that Rocklahoma is the most legendary, epic Labor Day party that's happening, I would not just say in Oklahoma, but everywhere. A question for you, obviously, welcome back to Oklahoma.
Thank you. Yes.
What's your thoughts of this hellhole?
Oh, man, Rocklahoma is great. There's a lot of crazy people out here having a good old time. And, that, you know, it's just a burner. There's tons of good bands. And they have us here. So, hey, they got Guar here. They obviously have some taste.
We do. Well, or lack of.
Questionable
taste, for sure. So let's catch up. How has 2023 been for you guys?
It's been great. We've been doing a lot of stuff. We went over to Europe to download. Did a bunch of festivals this year. Just been out killing people left and right. You know, I think we've killed Biden a whole bunch of times. We brought him back to life and killed him. He stumbles around in a daze. Trying to be your president, but, you know.
Well, I'm excited to catch you guys later, and honestly, I hope to get squirted on by
you
guys.
Yeah, you will.
That was one thing I was like, it has to happen.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, is there any particular celebrities, politicians, that you guys can kind of tease us of who's going to be destroyed on stage today?
Well, on this particular show, I can't tell you.
Dang it. Okay. Well, we'll definitely be right there waiting for the destruction,
yes,
for sure. So, you know, you guys are looking wicked as always.
Thank you.
In your costume. But I'm very curious, what's been your craziest malfunction of an outfit on stage?
If you mean an outfit.
I say assembly, I mean. We
go on beyond wardrobe malfunctions here.
Yeah.
You know, full frontal nudity. You name it, we've done it.
That is correct. I've seen a lot of you guys in show, but I've also watched a lot of YouTube as well. So yes, that is very correct. So obviously you guys, I feel like you guys have like a crystal ball. So you guys are experts in chaos and mayhem.
Yep.
I have a question for you. Your album, The New Dark Ages, which was released last year, I feel like it's almost a repeat this year because we're still in the dark ages.
Yep.
Okay, so we've had, you know, we've had a pandemic, we've had natural disasters. What do you think is next for the human race?
Oh, you guys are in for it. I mean, they're gonna con you into going totally crypto with your currency. You're gonna be sitting there trying to wander around, doing some aimless job for probably Amazon or something like that. And then on top of it, you're just gonna gleefully go into it by giving them all your information on everything constant. You guys are chumps. You know that?
I would definitely agree with that. And I feel like, too, with us being in the digital age, it's almost kind of like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
What do you think about aliens and the potential of them coming in with all the buzz about that lately?
News? Look, for aliens. War's aliens. We've been here for billions of years. And you guys just think you're just catching up now? I mean, come on, the government. Oh, there's going to be aliens coming. We've been here. We've been here the whole time.
That is facts. That's very much facts. So if you guys were stranded on an alien planet, which intergalactical creatures would you guys recruit for the band?
Which intergalactical? I would say the Fudgies from the Plane of Fudge, because they know how to party. They've got the best drugs. They fuck everything in sight. I mean, they're great. They're a good time all the way around.
I love it. So obviously we are on the brink of destruction, as you have already claimed to say with our cryptocurrency. If you were to invade our United States, well, you know what, let's just say, yeah, the United States. If you were to invade the United States, which historical monument would Guar have as headquarters?
Well, let's see. Where would we go? I don't know. That's a tough one because you got so many good ones that would be great to deface. I mean, if you went to Mount Rushmore, you could just, you know, turn everybody's noses into dicks. You know, I don't know. That's a good, I'd have to think about that one.
Okay, well, definitely think on that and report back to us.
Yes, yes.
We are dying to know. So you guys just announced the Age of Imbeciles tour. Can you give a little bit of information about that and what should we expect from it?
Yes, there's going to be way more carnage. We're actually going to go out and do 2 weeks of craziness. There's going to be some more celebrities and politicians in that show that get killed. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. You got to come out and check it out. A lot of good bands on that one, too.
Can't wait. Well, thank you so much for tuning in and sitting in with Teaser Talk.
Thank
I can't
you,
wait
Talk.
To get squirted on later.
Okay, yes, we will squirt all over you later.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Teaser Talk. Head over to teasertalk.com to subscribe so you don't miss out on another episode. Until next week, keep rocking.